This is your boy Rob Brandon, aka Rob the Realtor, also known as Mr. 485. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to I Put the Real in Real Estate podcast. Guys, I know you've been watching the HGTV shows, and one of the biggest trends that's been going on for the last couple years is staging. That's right, staging. So, what is staging? I don't know if you noticed that when you go into either a new home subdivision and they have the model home, they've staged that model home to show you what it would look like when your furniture is in there. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking, my furniture don't look that nice, and that's fine, but the purpose of it is, it's just to give you an idea of placement, where you would put your couch, where you would put your television, where the kitchen table would go, how the traffic would flow throughout that particular property. And the reason they do that is because a lot of times it's hard for people to visualize where would their stuff go. When someone's trying to sell you a product, they're trying to limit the amount of objections that you can have to actually purchasing that particular product. In the example that I just gave, that product would be that piece of real estate. And if you're selling your home, a lot of times people have moved and they've took their furniture out of the home, or bought a piece of property, fixed it up, and never moved into the home, and there was never any furniture there, and they want to sell their property. A lot of times when me or someone from my team, or any realtor for that particular matter, may feel as though, you know what, it may be beneficial to stage this property. The majority of the home, it may be long, but it may be narrow, and it may be hard to visualize how they're going to put their furniture in there. You want to limit the comments. Oh man, the front room looks like a bowling alley. It's so long. I don't think this is going to work with our sectional. You want to eliminate that. So you may position to the client, you know what? Let's stage the home. Naturally, if someone was telling me that I should stage my home, that they're wanting to sell for me and get my business, the natural question is going to be, who's paying the cost? I know it's not free. And guys, you're right. It's not free. Depending on the size of the property, depending on the area that you live in, the type of property that it is really going to determine the cost. If you're somewhere in California and you live in Beverly Hills, or you're in Charlotte and you live in the outskirts of Waxhaw or Myers Park, they may expect certain finishes in those particular areas. And the furniture actually needs to match. So it may require spending a little bit more money on the staging. Going back to who's responsible, it's usually the client. And that's a cost that's passed on to you guys. Now, everything is negotiable depending on how bad that realtor wants that listing. You guys may come to some agreement that they'll cover half or a fourth or all of the staging fees. But it will be ultimately a plus to all parties involved, because hopefully staging that property is going to help it to sell quicker, getting you paid quicker, getting that house sold and out of their name quicker as well. Now, you have a 4,000 square foot house. You may be thinking, that's going to be very expensive to furnish the whole house. You don't need to furnish the whole house. Certain key rooms and areas you may want to furnish. Would you put a kitchen table in there? Yes, you definitely want to stage the kitchen. Should you do the family room? Yes, definitely the family room. I also would recommend doing the master bedroom. I wouldn't necessarily worry about the other guest bedrooms as far as staging them. You can kind of set one up as an office just to kind of minimize the cost with staging multiple rooms. And if there's a porch area, I probably would do that as well. So that's selling the outside as well, just so they can get a full picture of the actual property and how they would encompass the space. The terms, there's various companies all over the United States that actually do staging. One of the big companies here is Court. Court does a lot of hotel furnishings and rentals here, as well as corporate rentals, and they provide the furniture. But again, various companies you can use, there's various terms that you can rent the actual furniture for the staging. If you have a hot property that you think that it may go quick and the staging is going to enhance it, you could do it for 15 days or 30 days or 60 days, whatever you decide on. But again, that cost will go to you, or that cost will go to the seller. You can even build that in the price of the listing if you would like to account for that. What you don't want to happen, and I'm pretty sure it has happened and will continue to happen, you may have a listing that isn't the best. We get called for some of those pretty often, but it's my job is to sell it. I need to sell this ugly duckling. I need to put lipstick on this particular pig. I need to highlight the best assets of this particular property. And staging may allow for that. Does that mean the property is going to sell? No, it doesn't. It's ultimately going to come down to finding the right buyer at the right price to get this property sold. And hopefully that staging enhances that. If it doesn't, after a month or two, you may want to remove the furniture. It doesn't necessarily make sense to continue paying that staging cost if you're not getting any bites at the apple. I would try to make sure I get pictures while there's furniture in there so I can continue to market the property, and just put a footnote in the MLS or the listing system letting the potential clients know furniture has been removed, but they do have something to visualize and see. It's 2019 also, so there is other software that's available to sellers and realtors that if you decide you don't want to physically stage the property, you can do it virtual. That's right, virtual. There would be a portal that you would have access to that you could log into, and it would just require the dimensions of that room, and it will show you and give you various staging ideas for the property. There's a lot of people these days that want to be involved in real estate. They want to be a realtor. They want to be a broker. They want to own a real estate company. They want to be a wholesaler. They want to be a flipper. They want to be an appraiser. But staging is a good opportunity to get into real estate, but not necessarily require those other licenses or skills that were aforementioned in the other jobs. Someone who may get into staging, someone maybe with an interior design background, I think those things do kind of go hand in hand. That would be a natural progression, in my opinion, almost like a chef and a caterer. A caterer that doesn't have his own, I'm sorry, a chef that doesn't have his own restaurant may just decide to be a caterer. An interior designer that doesn't necessarily want to go out and try to find the clients may align herself or himself with a certain realtor that's getting a lot of business, and she may stage a lot of his homes. So there's various ways to attack it. If you have any additional questions about staging, or you're in the market to potentially list your house, of course, you can contact me, Rob the Realtor, Mr. 485, It's Luxury Living. It's luxuryliving.com, and you can let me know. I'll come out, check your property out, do an assessment, and we can negotiate something on the stage. I want to thank you for tuning in to I Put the Real in Real Estate Podcast. It's Rob Brannon, Mr. 485, Rob the Realtor. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.